Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Miami Valley, to all our listeners out here. So happy to have you back on the show with us again this morning. And you know, and we've got a very, very great topic we're going to share some insight on today. But you know, before I jump into that, we're very privileged and honored that we have a new co-host with us today. Tony's on vacation. So Jacqueline, one of the newest members of the team, that does a lot of shows, does a lot of podcasts. We're so honored to have Jacqueline on the show with us today. And I hope we're going to be doing this, you know, many more times in the future, because I've just enjoyed talking to you this morning before we started the show. But Jacqueline, I've heard a rumor, and I cannot wait to see you next time, because I've heard you're quite the baker when it comes to making little, you know, fresh baked goodies, sourdough bread, which is one of my favorites. So is that rumor true?
Yes, it is. Thank you for telling me that and noticing that. You know, I am filling in for Tony. I'm probably not going to be as good as him, but he's playing hooky today, is what I like to say. And yep, you know, but it gives me opportunities like this to hang out with you and do this radio show with you. And but yeah, sourdough, man. I just be careful though, because if you turn into a sourdough baker, you're going to gain some weight.
Yeah.
That's what I like to say. It's always around. I'm always bringing it everywhere, but you know, my significant other, my boyfriend appreciates it, because I always have something to bring to holidays. So yes, you got that yes covered.
Well, you know, my mother always look forward to making fresh baked sourdough bread, and the process she went to go and do all that.
Yes.
The yeast and all that stuff, the time it took, and the tension and the love and the care to be able to do that, to bake a loaf of bread. It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sure was good.
For our listeners out there, you know, sourdough, it's kind of this mother, I don't know, yeast is kind of what you call it. And you feed that for 4 weeks to get it yes started. And it's just flour and water. And it uses bacteria. So it's, I compare it to like kombucha, if anybody knows what kombucha is. And then it takes about 8 hours to make a single loaf of bread. So it's a wow whole day process.
It's a lot of work. Yes. I remember that for mom. We're talking a long time ago, and yes, to hear that that's one of your passions, I'm gonna have to sample a little bit of that when I see you. Okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. I will make you a fresh loaf and put it in the oven so it's nice and warm.
I can't wait. I look forward to it.
Well, what is new with you?
Well, you know, something really cool just happened last week. We attended the Air Force Ball for the first time at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. It was actually in the museum. And, you know, we did that intentionally because, and we'll be sharing more about this in the future, but we're about to merge the firm with a large group out of Texas that's number one in the nation, working with federal employees and airmen. Okay. And so excited about this because I've got 38,000 employees in my backyard, in my Beaver wow Creek office. So we're about to get super busy. We're actually going to be able to be on site doing some live trainings starting later this year. So we were one of the sponsors there, and really, really just a great event. They were honoring the B-52 bomber. It's 70th anniversary of wow the B-52 bomber. And 70? It was kind of cool. 70 years wow of this airplane that's it's antique. But you know what? It's still one of the best aircraft in the skies for what it does. The Stratofortress, I think, is the nickname for it. But learning some history, they even shared a lot of it at the event. It carries 70,000 pounds of ordnance, which that's a lot, right?
Wow!
And it's such a reliable aircraft that they're going to keep it around quite a bit longer, and they're budgeting for a significant number of dollars are going to use to revamp these things or whatever they call that to keep these things flying and keep them in the air, because it is a very powerful workhorse as far as the Air Force goes. So, but what a great event. Met a lot of people still that were involved in this project, you know, and met a lot of the other, just the colonels, the generals, saw some awards being given out for what these folks are doing for mankind. And it was just a really cool event, and we'll look forward to doing this each year going forward. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you are the Mr. Pilot of the airwaves, right? And so, yes. You know, knowing all of that about just an airplane, right? I mean, that's crazy that you were able to be there and just gain all that knowledge. That's such a cool experience.
Yeah, it was a great experience. And like I said, we met a lot of great people on the base, a lot of the leaders. And we'll certainly look forward to getting to know them as we continue to build the relationship with the employees on the base. So, but yeah, good time though. You know, something else too, I thought that I'll share this. September 26th is coming up on the calendar. Johnny Appleseed Day, Jacqueline. Johnny Appleseed. Huh. We heard that name, right?
Yeah.
And I saw it on the calendar. I didn't know much about him, so I did a little homework. It honors the legacy and his life's work, but his real name is John Chapman. He's better known as Johnny Appleseed. It's not a public holiday, even though maybe it should be, because, you know, going back to 1774, he was born in Massachusetts. He's best known as this, as the American folk hero who pioneered, who planted trees as he traveled by foot into the Midwest. So all that time mainly consisting of wilderness and the prairie lands. And so what a cool thing that he did, planting apple seeds, you know, as he walked through the Midwest. So what a cool vision that was. So,
yeah. I mean, like leaving a trail behind, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's so cool.
So I think, you know, every time you think of apple pie, I'm going to think of Johnny Appleseed. Right?
Yes. Well, now I will have to make an apple pie for you too, is what you're telling me. We can make a sourdough crust and Yes.
I love it. Well, you know, today we're going to talk about Social Security and preparing for the unknowns. And so here it is, folks. For many Americans, Social Security is the cornerstone of your retirement income, especially for those who, you know, may not have saved significant, you know, personal savings toward retirement. But the system is under real pressure, folks, and we're going to share some of those projections. The trust fund that supports Social Security retirement benefits is on track to run out of its reserves by 2033. And that doesn't mean Social Security itself disappears, folks. What it does mean that the extra cushion built up from the past decades will be gone. So if nothing changes, the program will only be able to pay out what it collects in real time. So, and that could result in an across the board benefit reduction of about 23% for both current and future retirees. So today we're going to examine whether the program challenges, does it warrant any changes to your financial strategy? And we're going to talk about some of those things today.
Yeah. Well, this can get very confusing for sure, Steve. I'm excited to learn more about it.
You know, I'm going to reference, Jacqueline, an article, U.S. News and World Report. Should you claim Social Security sooner? A shortfall and the shrinking buying power spark urgency for retirees. So that, I'm going to probably share some things out of this article as we go on to talk about this topic today, Jacqueline.
All right. Well, Steve, let's get right into it. What's the article's like first key point that we're talking about?
Well, it says one of the biggest challenges facing Social Security is just simple math. There aren't as many workers paying into the system compared to the people who are now drawing benefits. So, you know, payroll taxes from workers and employers will still keep money flowing into the program. But after 2033, that revenue is only expected to cover about 3/4 of what has been promised. So unless Congress steps in with some changes, retirees could see a cut in their monthly checks. And it's not just the near-term look that's concerning. During the next 75 years, Social Security is facing a funding gap projected to be into the trillions of dollars, largely because of demographic shifts. So, you know, people are living longer, Jacqueline. The baby boomer generation is retiring in huge numbers, and the worker-to-retiree ratio simply keeps shrinking.
great point, Steve. And when people talk about deciding when to take their benefits, it's not just about the monthly dollar figure. It's also about how those bigger forces in the system might affect their retirement security. Right, Steve?
Well, you are so right. And the timing of claiming your benefit really does matter. So if you take it early and you lock in guaranteed payments, it's going to be a lower amount. If you wait until full retirement age or later, your monthly benefit's going to grow. And here's another layer. Inflation has been steadily eroding the buying power of your Social Security check. So there was a recent report highlighted in this article that showed benefits have lost, here it is, nearly 20% of their value since 2010. That's more than $4,000 a year, Jacqueline, of lost purchasing power for the average retiree. So
wow.
The decision is right. So the decision is when to file isn't just important. It's also going to be more critical more than ever to make sure you are, you know, getting the maximum benefits you can receive. So one of the things that we often offer and to our listeners, this would be something we would do at no cost, no obligation. We run a thing called the Social Security Maximization Report that takes into account all of your other income streams, your age. We also talk about longevity, Jacqueline, your health, your family's history, health. Nobody knows but God when your time is up, but at least we're having a conversation about it, not just guessing. When would be the optimum time to get the most out of your benefit? It's called how much are the checks each month and how long will you receive those checks? And so we run several scenarios based on your life expectancies. Would that change the strategy between when you might want to file? We look at all those scenarios, and now the people are a lot more informed to make a good decision for themselves.
Yeah, that's great. And that's so important. But Steve, I mean, can we just talk about how much people actually depend on Social Security? I mean, this is a huge question. And I think a lot of our listeners might be surprised by the numbers that you share.
Well, there is an article shared by a Pew Research study from earlier this year found that Social Security makes at least half of a total personal income for nearly 40 million Americans. That's more than 6 out of 10 adults that are recipients. If you drill down even further, you'll see that about 44% of these recipients, those monthly checks cover 3/4 of this everything they live on. And then more than a quarter of these recipients, that's 16 million people. It's literally their only source of income. This is getting serious.
Wow. I mean, that's, and so for a huge share of our population, Social Security isn't just one piece of the puzzle. It's kind of the whole puzzle is what you're saying.
Well, even for retirees who have other resources like retirement accounts, 401ks, in some cases, maybe some have pensions, Social Security is still reliable. It's a guaranteed stream of income that should be factored into the long-term strategy. For those that are less depending on it, that flexibility can actually become your advantage. They can often afford to wait longer to claim benefits, which means locking in a larger monthly check for life. That also, in doing so, is going to potentially lock in a larger check for your beneficiary, your spousal benefit, should you pass early. And man, I'm talking about us. We usually predecease our spouses by 6 to 8 years on average. So if you've strategically planned and locked in a higher benefit for you, you then potentially could also give your wife a larger survivor benefit.
Yeah, which you can't go wrong with doing that, I guess. Steve, I think one of the most common questions people have is pretty simple, right? So should I claim Social Security early or should I wait? And that's a loaded question.
You know it is. And the answer really depends on your situation, folks. You can start as early as 62. But again, I mentioned earlier that permanently reduces your monthly benefit. If you wait until full retirement age, which is 66 or 67, again, it depends on your birth year, just depends on when you were born. If you're able to wait even longer, those checks grow 8% per year after you delay it until age 70, which now that increases your benefit up to 132% of what you're receiving. But there is no benefit of staying later. The ceiling is age 70. So for those who are healthy and you have other income sources, waiting can mean a stronger lifetime payout. The challenge is that so many people make this decision without a real strategy, Jacqueline. So they just jump into it. So my advice is this: Don't shortchange yourself. Don't just guess at it. Don't look at what your coworker did, what a neighbor did. Work with an advisor, Jacqueline, that's going to help you understand the sophistication here. It is very complex in trying to determine when should you take your benefit. And that's why we offer that Social Security maximization. If you have someone that can do that for you, great. Let them help you. Don't try to do this alone, folks.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, Steve, it's a balancing act and you need to have knowledge and, you know, important things that to balance it. You need to have someone to help you balance it. And so, Steve, I mean, how can listeners get a hold of you?
Folks, reach out to us. Give us a call, 937-667-6500. We do have two offices. One's conveniently located down in Beaver Creek, inside the Beaver Creek Chamber of Commerce. Our second office is up in Troy, Ohio. Go to the website and right on the homepage, scroll down toward the bottom. There is a link that you can actually schedule a phone call with a member of our team and or myself. Or better yet, there's also a link that you can actually just go ahead and look at the calendar and pick a date and time convenient for you and stop in and see us and talk to us. See what we can do to help you, if anything at all.
Yeah, see how they can get that Social Security maximization, you know, test and figure that out with you. And Steve, so during today's show, we've been discussing whether some of the murkiness surrounding Social Security's future is reason enough to overhaul your broader financial and retirement strategies. That's a lot in there. What is next on the agenda that we're talking about?
Well, continuing to reference U.S. News and World Report. Sorry about my voice today, Jacqueline. I don't know what's going on here, but something in the temperature's changing here. Maybe that's got something to do with it. But it should you claim your Social Security sooner, a shortfall, and again, the shrinking buying power does spark urgency, as I mentioned earlier. So, but it's going to next address the decision, which is driven by economic anxiety.
Wow. Economic anxiety. I mean, everyone kind of has that, right, Steve?
Yeah.
But one thing I hear a lot from people is fear, you know, fear, anxiety, fear of outliving their money. That's a huge question too. And that really drives how they think about Social Security. So Steve, we have another loaded question out there.
Yeah. You know, I hear the same thing pretty much on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Number one concern, people are, you know, looking at the numbers, am I going to outlive my money? And they're just not thinking in terms of lifetime benefits. They're thinking about today, you know, and I guess who can blame them, Jacqueline? You know, it's mm-hmm. about how do I get the most that I can for my income without the least worry? And that the people are worried about it. So, and here's why, you know, prices at the grocery store, man, they are up so high right now. Inflation yes. has been so painful in recent years. And then you turn on the news and then you see the headlines about Social Security funding issues. It's no wonder, Jacqueline, why people are starting to feel anxiety and feel pressure about when they should file. So, but here's what I tell my clients. The real question isn't whether Social Security will run out of money. It's whether are you going to run out of money? So taking benefits early might calm their nerves in the short term, but it also locks in a smaller payment, as we mentioned earlier. That's why this decision, Jacqueline, needs to be strategic, not reactive. Be mm-hmm. proactive, folks. A well-thought-out strategy can go a long way in making sure that you don't outlive your money.
No kidding. Being proactive versus reactive. That's huge, Steve. And it sounds like one of the biggest mistakes people make is not really understanding the long-term cost of claiming Social Security too early.
You know, Jacqueline, that's a great point. A lot of retirees, even people a few years away from retirement, they claim early simply because the benefit is available. They don't always realize they're locking themselves into a smaller monthly check for the rest of their lives. And the rules around claiming can be very confusing. That doesn't make it any easier. So, but here's what happens. Once people see the actual math, their perspective changes. Claiming at 62 might feel good at the moment, but over retirement, that could last decades and that can really add up. So, for example, waiting until 67 instead of 62 could add an additional $250,000 in additional lifetime benefits. And Jacqueline, that's not pocket change. I remember a few years ago, I had an engineer client and I did his investments for him. I knew about his history of his health and his longevity. They were German genes, descent from Germany, which they tend to have a longer life expectancy. I mean, even his grandmother was still living. So the point was, I shared that his CPA, which told the truth, mm-hmm. he ran a spreadsheet and ran this analysis that showed him that if you take your benefit at 62, the money you're going to receive for that 3 years instead of waiting until 65, it will take you 11 to 12 years to catch up. That's a crossover, we call it.
Wow.
And it was 100% correct. The spreadsheet numbers were valid. But the problem here, in the conversation I have with my client, you're making a decision that you're betting you will not live on average to life expectancy. He said, well, Steve, that's not true. We were both healthy. We're very athletic. And they were. I said, well, that's the point. You're making a decision as if you don't think you will live to average life expectancy. And I know you're going to, God willing, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, would you allow me to run this report for you, the Social Security maximization? Let's look at a couple of different scenarios. And here is the situation. His wife was a teacher who had a pension. Now, thank goodness the rules have now changed. They've gotten better.
Okay.
You know, those who have state pensions aren't being penalized anymore. But anyway, but the point of is his decision he was about to make would have cemented the deal. She would have never received a survivor benefit. And yes, she probably would outlive him by 8 to 10 years. Okay. Women do. So the point of it was, that was like a $454,000 mistake he was about to make.
Wow.
Because he did not have all the facts. So us running that report for him simply revealed to him the new findings, if you would. And now he's in a better position to make a good financial decision for himself.
Wow. I mean, Steve, that is I'm a little speechless right now, honestly, because I mean, we were just talking about kind of the difference between 67 and 62, like you said, and how that can be $250,000 in extra right. lifetime benefits. I mean, just the situation and putting it into a perspective for us is huge. I'm a little shocked. And this is why education and building a strategy in partnership with a financial services professional like yourself is just so important. Once you know the numbers, you can make a decision that's not just about today, but about the next 20, 30 years, so on. And so, Steve, let's push ahead with our Social Security conversation by considering another U.S. News and World Report article that looks mm-hmm. at the program from a different perspective. The article is headlined, How a 24% Social Security Cut Could Impact Your Retirement in 2032. Anybody thinking about retirement in 2032? And people have been hearing about a possible Social Security shortfall for decades mm-hmm. now, but it feels like the warnings are getting louder. How close are we really, Steve?
Well, unfortunately, Jacqueline, we're really closer than we realize. These current estimates suggest that in just about 7 years, the program's reserves could be depleted. And that's according to the article. That doesn't mean the system's going to shut down. It simply means that unless Congress steps in, benefits would have to be cut because of ongoing payroll taxes would be funding the program. So the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget projects a 24% across the board cut starting in late 2032, Jacqueline, if no changes are made. So you put that in perspective. A dual income couple retiring in 2033 could see about $18,000 less per year of income. That's not just numbers on paper. That is real dollars mm-hmm. that is going to affect your everyday life. So it could mean you have to work longer than expected. It could mean scaling back your spending, which means you're going to scale back doing the things you enjoy doing, having fun, right? And it's just all about being proactive, you know, just being proactive. And strategizing right now, folks, is so critical. And so just waiting around to see what happens. Here's an opportunity here. Let's not procrastinate, Jacqueline. A lot of people do. It's human nature. It's those unknowns that cause people to, you know, become paralyzed, if you would.
Yeah,
the uncertainty, the fear. So they just kind of do nothing and they procrastinate. They put it off. Folks, don't do that. This is too important for your lifetime, your livelihood. Find you an advisor that can look at your whole situation and determine when is the right time to start taking your Social Security benefit. When's the right time to maybe start withdrawing from your different buckets of money. And when I do a lot of client meetings, we talk about different buckets, mm-hmm. having different buckets of money based on how they're being treated as far as taxation, and also different buckets in the sense of market volatility. We just don't know. The market is the market. How do we strategize looking at all these different opportunities where we have money coming from? When's the best time to take them from which bucket? And we help them figure that out with certainty, not just guessing at it. So it just, I enjoy helping people get beyond the fear, the anxiety. Now they have a plan in place that they can really rely on. Okay. And that's really important.
Yeah. Steve, is there anything else you want to say before we close out today?
PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. Go to the website. Get on the calendar for a quick phone call. Better yet, get on the calendar to come see us in person. We look forward to seeing you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Steve, for having me on the show. Hopefully I wasn't too much.
You were awesome, Tony. Jack. And we're going to do this again. Now, we may have just found a permanent replacement for Tony.
Oh, well, we'll keep that a secret around here, right? But great. Steve, you got to let me know when you come to Minnesota and I will get you that sourdough loaf.
I'm counting on it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Well, that does it for this episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.